Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A fifth inmate has been captured after breaking out of a New Orleans jail 5 days ago. 10 had escaped. 5 are still on the run. At a city hall meeting last night.
As your sheriff, I take full accountability for this failure. And it is my responsibility to make sure it is addressed with urgency and transparency.
Sheriff Susan Hudson has been heavily criticized for the handling of the situation and has temporarily suspended her reelection campaign. It took Orleans Parish Jail over 8 hours to realize the inmates broke out and even longer to notify other law enforcement agencies. Correspondent Katie Weiss.
There were many infrastructure failures here at this facility in New Orleans, but at the end of the day, investigators say this was an inside job. There's no doubt about that. So far, 3 staff members here have been suspended, and we're told that more charges, criminal charges, could be coming.
Off to Capitol Hill, where CBS's Jared Hill tells us lawmakers worked overnight on President Trump's budget bill.
Conservative hardliners say it doesn't do enough to slash the federal deficit.
The president, I don't think, convinced enough people that the bill is adequate the way it is.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is confident his caucus will pass it.
We are right on track to deliver.
The bill includes initial funding towards the construction of the president's $175 billion Golden Dome defense project.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years.
Trump visited House Republicans yesterday, urging them to stop fighting and get the bill passed. A federal judge rules U.S. officials must retain custody of migrants allegedly removed to South Sudan. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What the plaintiffs are arguing in this case is that people are being deported to South Sudan, which is obviously known as a place that is undergoing an extreme amount of conflict. Again, we have the Trump administration taking a very aggressive stance on an immigration issue and an argument that they are, in fact, taking such an aggressive stance that it is violating a court order.
Powerful storms continue to cause damage in the South. A tornado ripped through Huntsville, Alabama, bringing down trees and power lines, leaving tens of thousands in the dark. In Jackson, Tennessee, the strong storm took the roof off a factory. And the National Weather Service confirms it was an EF4 tornado last Friday in Kentucky, which killed 19 people. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
Home runs for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night 5-2. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Terang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Rhys busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets the second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball where other at-bats, you know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won 3 in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost 8 in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he sees so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have more rain on the way today. In fact, we could end up with another quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down this evening. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Matt.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Act Two of Nightlight on this Tuesday evening. Great to have you with us as we talk about all the things in life that make us happy. Comedy and TV and movies and cigars. We got cigar talk tonight. Norm Kopesky will be here at 7:35. We'll read your texts and get caught up at about 7:20. And our question of the night is... what is your favorite sequel? We've been having fun with that one. And we talked a little bit about George Wendt's passing today, too. If you missed hour one, you can always catch that on the podcast on the app. If you have the Civic Media app, which is very easy to use. You should have it if you don't. Great to have you with me. And right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal, Rob Breckenridge, who is always fun to talk to. Appleton-based comedian, and he is right side up now. Rob, I have to ask you something. I thought this was so funny. I was looking at your website tonight, and you did make me laugh. Comedy Central's show.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if we went to LA about the same time, but that was one of the first TV appearances I made as well as a comedian. Now, I have kind of like, you're pretty animated, and you got great energy, so I'm assuming you made people laugh. That was a horrible experience for me. I'm standing there with my dry sense of humor, just getting nothing stared at. I think Mark Cohen, the host, even made a joke at like, ooh, that was a rough one, you know, like whatever. But Rodney, you know, it was horrible. What was the experience like for you?
I think I had a very similar. I was on with Lewis Black.
Oh,
and
Ron wow. Pearson.
You remember those guys, Ron Pearson? Yeah.
I remember Lewis Black. Yeah, for sure. I worked with Lewis. I never worked with Ron Pearson, though. Funny guy, though.
Yeah, Lewis, you would think, because he's so angry all the time, you'd think he just, you know, but he made the girl laugh. It was right off the bat. He just, it was a really pretty girl, you know, and she's like, well, I was on a, you know, how Mark talks to him and gets a little story first. And he said, so you were bitten in the butt by a horse? She goes, yeah, I was shoot and the horse bit my butt. And then he goes, okay, well, here comes Lewis Black. And Lewis comes up and goes, can I see where the horse bit you? And then she started laughing right away. So it was only like 5 seconds. So she made $5.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was horrible. I literally was 0 for 3. I think I had 3 cracks. I was like, oh, this is a credit. I just moved to town, a TV credit, you know, and it went on the resume. But it was one of those nights like we were talking about before where I'm like, I can't believe that happened to me. And then I put myself out there like that. It was terrible, you know, and it was my worst TV experience.
I did not make her laugh at all. I thought maybe I could do the next person. I didn't make them laugh. I thought I could do impressions, you know, so I came out doing Barney Five. I was trying to. I mean, that kills, but she didn't know who Barney was.
Nice. Oh, that's great. So, all right. So we were talking about, I wanted to ask you, like, who are your, being as animated as you are, and I would imagine based on your act, like if casting directors were to show, that would lead to like acting gigs because you kind of act, you're fun, you're high energy. Who are your influences growing up?
was it comics that were like you or not necessarily?
Well, yes. I mean, George Carlin was very animated, you know?
Yeah.
In his earlier days, later on, he just got to be a kind of a curmudgeon, you know? But in his earlier days, he was like, oh, where's the blue food, you know? And I always loved that because it's just, that's what you want to see. If you're looking at a face, you want to see that face be animated, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of what I do a lot, so.
What about now, Rob? Are there people, like, when you see them on TV, you can't turn them off or they make you laugh? Or are you like a lot of comics where they don't want to watch comedy when they're off?
It's hard to watch it, actually, because I don't want to be influenced by it, too, you know? There's always that where, oh, I just came up with something. Oh, wait, maybe I heard that. So it's kind of hard. And it's hard for me to listen to comedy because I can see the setup and punchline. I can't really enjoy it like most people. But I still like Brian Regan, always makes me laugh. I mean, just people that just are constantly coming up with new stuff, you know?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, because I don't come up with new stuff. I do the same act, basically. I change it a little bit each time because I try to make it fresh and real. But it's basically a script I do, you know?
Interesting. All right, so I noticed also, I was checking out your website, you've done shows like you've done casinos, corporate gigs. You said you did a parish recently. You've been overseas. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about like, how are corporate shows compared to club shows for you?
Well, I mean, corporate shows can be either really good or really bad. And a lot of times they're very iffy about bringing in a stand-up comedian because a lot of times, you know, sometimes the bad words will slip out, you know, and then they're responsible. The person that was responsible for booking you is always looking at the boss going, is the boss laughing? You know, that doesn't create a very natural, you know, relaxed atmosphere. But the last one I just did was in Fond du Lac, and they did it at a theater, the Thelma Theater in Fond du Lac, which is a fantastic place to do comedy and to see anything. And it was really just perfect. The lighting was perfect. The sound was perfect. And it was packed with a bunch of people. And it's just, you never know what you're going to get. But yeah. I've had probably 75% of my corporate gigs are scary.
So what about cruise ships, Rob? Like, you have to be clean on cruise ships, right? I mean, you did a dry bar special. You obviously got the chops to work clean, especially if you're doing corporate gigs too. Have you done cruise ships?
Yep, I've done 5 different cruise lines. I like Holland America is a really good one. The worst one is Carnival, because in Holland America, you do a 10-minute welcome aboard show, then you do a 1-hour show on Monday, and that's all you do for the whole week. And you're out there for 4, so you do 4 shows, you come back, you get like 10 grand in your bank account. Then Carnival, you got to do 13 shows per week.
Ooh.
The first one's got to be for kids, and then it's for the drunk. The night one is for the drunk parents. So I don't know who's worse, the kids or the parents. You know,
they make you do a show for kids.
Yes, in the daytime too. So it's like when you'd normally just be relaxed, napping. You got to come up with an hour of material that children will enjoy. So it's terrible. I don't do cruises anymore. It's been 10 years since I've done a cruise, and I don't miss them at all. I miss the money, and I like the trip. Even that is, you're just sitting in your cabin for so long. I don't like cruises. And you got to be completely clean. So you can't heard poop once, and stuff of a Holland America. It wasn't Norwegian. It was a Norwegian cruise. I still have the complaint, you know. I saved it some way.
That's great.
Ended by the comedian who said the word poop, you know.
Rob, can we give you our little comedy catchphrase quiz? Are you open to that?
Oh, sure.
They're not too tough. I knew most of them. I think you'll be fine. Conrad, are we ready? That's what you're going to hear, buddy, if you get it right.
Oh, I hope I can hear that.
I think you can do this. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Brackenridge, Appleton-based comedian, taking our Nightlight comedy catchphrase quiz. Here we go. Question number one. Did I do that?
He has glasses. He's a little, oh, who is that? Did I do that?
Yes, you're on the right track.
What? Yeah, had a bow tie, right?
Yep.
And his pants spiked up. I can't think of his name. Do I get a ding for this?
It starts with an E.
I know him.
I'll tell you, if you get this one, you're going to get all of them. Because this, I thought this was the toughest one. I wanted to start you off.
Did I do that?
All right. Urkel.
Urkel.
We have a buzzer, Conrad. All right. We'll give it to you.
Yeah, because I hiked up pants.
Yeah, exactly. You basically got it. You just couldn't remember his name. All right. Here is a Chicago-based comedian. Everybody loves this guy. He's been on this show. He's so much fun. And whenever he sets up a joke, he says, "Hey, Tim, sounds like fun."
Tim Kavanaugh. Yay.
Well
done.
One
of my favorite guys. Oh, I love Tim.
Everybody loves Tim. He's great. All right. This is an easy one, Rob. All right. This is the third question. Here we go. Save up.
Oh, save up.
Southern comedian.
Yeah. Jeff Foxworthy?
No.
Ron White.
No. This guy's a little more obscure, but he worked on the club circuit all through the 80s and 90s. And he's got a buzzing insect in his name.
Buzzing insect. Bee. So would it be
yes.
a bee?
You're on the right track.
Bob Burnfield.
No, I'm sorry. Killer Bees.
Oh,
you
bees
remember that guy?
Gosh, I remember that guy. Yes, I never did work with him, but I remember his headshot and everything.
All right, Rob is 2 for 3. Here's an easy one for you. Get her done.
That's Larry the Cable Guy. Or Dan Whitney. Can I say
Dan Whitney? That's when I met him. He was Dan Whitney. Conrad even gave you a ding for that. All right. Here's one. You're 3 for 4, buddy. Oh, behave.
That's can we talk? Joan Rivers.
No. He has another phrase where he goes, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers.
Yes. 4 for 5. Rob Brackenridge, the pride of Appleton. Wild. I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Steve Martin.
Yes. 5 for 6. Here's another one. All righty then.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. You're going to get this one too, buddy. Huh. I get no respect.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I was almost embarrassed to ask you that one.
I was a nervous kid. Okay. My mom used to hug me just to lose a few pounds. Okay, go ahead.
I dated a woman once. She had to reach into her bra to count to 2.
no matter how I made an egg, it came out scrambled. Okay, go ahead.
All right, last one for you, Rob. Take my wife, please.
Yes, that's take my wife, please.
Oh,
of course.
This.
I know. I mean, I lost it.
His name it rhymes with Benny.
And Lenny.
He's not an old man. He's a rhymes with Benny, not an old man. Penny Youngman.
Youngman. I get a ding. Get a ding. Oh, I got a ding.
Rob, you crushed it. We put you on the spot and you delivered. Next time you're here, we got to do some road stories. I know you got a ton of them on your website. I didn't even get to dig into those. So
we'll talk me going up to the North Pole with the Red Hot Chili Peppers next.
I love that. And more celebrities running into bathrooms and restaurants and barely making it too. I think all that stuff is fun. We'll cover it all. Thank you, buddy, as always.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, check out Rob. Go to his website, robbrackenridge.com. Doesn't get any easier than that, folks. He's going to be in Eagle River soon. And check out his Dry Bar special and follow him on TikTok. We are coming right back. We're going to read your text, and then we're going to welcome Mr. Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar. We'll be here in the studio at 7:35. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content. Mother, mother, there's too many of you
crying. Brother, brother, brother. Welcome back. Do we not have the feed? Is that not working? But, oh, there we go. I can't talk if I don't see myself. That's just how I'm wired.
It's not TV, Pete.
I can't make love to my wife unless I'm on the TV in the background. Is that strange?
You know, actually, Robert Scherbatsky had that same problem.
Who did?
It's a How I Met Your Mother thing.
God, everything with you is How I Met Your Mother. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite sequel? We'll get through some texts here. And people listening on the stream, Dave on the stream says Better Call Saul. Spinoff, but we'll accept that. Absolutely. Love that show. I like it better than Breaking Bad. Dave, what do you think about that? Dave also says Back to the Future. Great choice. And then Lil Irv, who I assume has to be Dave's brother, unless he has an alter ego, because their dad was the football coach in Marinette. So Lil Irv says The Unknown Man threequel. Does that make sense to you? I don't know that, but we'll accept it. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, says The Godfather of Green Bay Part 2. Obviously, that's like our third one. You guys write me a check. I will make another movie. I'll figure out a way. I'll get Tony Goldwyn back here. Lauren Holly will do it all again. But Conrad will play the lead. What do you think about that?
I love it.
I bet you do. There's no money, just so you know.
But, yeah, let me just get my face out there.
Learn your lines, yeah. Jesse on the text line from the 608 says, Andor Rogue One is far and away the best installment of the entire Star Wars universe. Look at that. What do you say to that, Con?
Rogue One is a fantastic movie.
It is a good movie. I liked it.
I didn't know what I was expecting, but after that movie, I was just like, wow, that's the best Star Wars movie I've seen in a while.
Absolutely. I can dig it. And it's, Jesse, I don't know if that's a he or she, says it's not even close. It's Star Wars for adults. It teaches us the sacrifice rebellion actually costs. Huh? Fair enough. Annie from Watertown, she says Alien. Who'd have thunk we could still get freaked out? And then here's the second part of that. It cracked me up. Annie texted back and said, Aliens, rather, because Alien is not the sequel. She says, so embarrassing. That's nothing to be embarrassed about, Annie. Annie says, Joe Dirt 2, thanks. I needed to laugh today.
It's not a joke. It's by far the best movie ever.
Conrad loves Joe Dirt 2. I know you're full of it, though. Conrad's dad checking in. The 920 says, my favorite sequels are actually 2. Godfather 2. Again, a lot of people say it's better than the first one. And from 2022, Top Gun Maverick. I'll agree with you, Steve. I agree with your dad a lot, Conrad. I think Top Gun Maverick was better than the first one.
You know, I think my dad should have done the mustache during that time after Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, yeah, like Miles Teller.
Like a lot of people wanted that mustache after that.
Steve, if you haven't seen The Offer, a show, I think it's on Peacock. It's about how they got The Godfather made, the original Godfather. About how this producer had to just muscle the project through. It is spectacular. He says, question, Pete, when do you plan on releasing the sequel for The Godfather of Green Bay? I didn't know there was this much of a demand, but I'm on it now.
The star power, me, is why, right. I think so.
Yeah, well, you kind of took yourself down a few pegs with Joe Dirt, too. But Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Blade Runner 2049. Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, 2049. Blade Runner 2049. Ryan Gosling was a good Joe. I want more life. Father. Tyler. Inside baseball there. I like it. Conrad's mom says Back to the Future. We've had a few of those. Love that movie too. Well, it would be Back to the Future 2.
That's a great movie.
But it is. I liked it better. I didn't love the third one, but I love the first two.
The third one is not the best, but I think too. Yeah. But. Two is my favorite, and then one.
Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Billions of Beavers.
There we go.
The only one they have so far is Hundreds of Beavers, and it's brilliant. Great movie if you haven't seen it. Billions, you're talking serious sequelage in the future. Lee from De Pere says, Groundhog Day. LOL. It's a great joke. A lot of sequels. Love it, Lee. Tom from New Berlin says, how humble was George Wendt? Great artist. Agreed, Tom. Thank you. Luke Mathers, Civic Media's own. D2, The Mighty Ducks is the best sequel. Luke is not even wavering. There's an exclamation point at the end of that. Well done, Luke. Barb from Waukesha says, I love all the Toy Story sequels. I agree. I love the first two the best, but they're all great, Barb. Sydney from Oregon says, my favorite sequel is Barbershop 2. Okay. I only saw the first one. I did not. That's Cedric the Entertainer. I did not see that. All right. Thank you, Sydney. Steady Eddie says, Pete, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to read this text without any flubs or mispronunciations. You know what, Steady Eddie? I've had not enough of your bull beep. But I'll take on that challenge. He says, good luck. An excellent sequel is Aliens, starring Sigourney Weaver. The text will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Pete, here is where you hum the Mission Impossible theme music. I'm not going to do that. He says, I hope Conrad brought in his French horn and bongos to back you up. Oh, God, 4 days, people. I got the fever. Tom Cruise. I just saw the one where he drove the motorcycle. Does his own. Sean Penn says he's the best stuntman in Hollywood. He's got brass guts. I no way I would do anything up that high. Sydney from Oregon also says, my favorite sequel. Oh, we already read that, Barbershop 2. Sydney texted us twice. Like, his text had a sequel. That's fantastic. PJ on the stream says, Austin Powers, Gold Member. Oh, that's a great one, too.
Love it.
My son Joe was about 3 or 4 when I showed him that. And Mike Myers is like, he's like, Frozen, right? Or something. He comes out at 18 years.
Yeah.
He goes to the bathroom. He starts taking a pee that lasts like 5 minutes. And my son is like 4 and he kind of does like one of these smirks. He goes, he's going a long time. I'm like, the kid gets comedy. All right. Norm Kapeski, ladies and gentlemen, is waiting in the wings. I'm looking at him right now. Made the drive up from Appleton, fought the traffic. One of the owners of Appleton Cigar. He joins us next to talk about Smoke on the Fox, a must-see event. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A fifth inmate who escaped a New Orleans jail has been captured, and a maintenance worker has been arrested for allegedly helping the 10 men break out. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Still are conducting a very thorough investigation of the staff. We will also look at broader conditions at the facility.
President Trump went to Capitol Hill pushing House Republicans to pass his budget bill, but CBS's Nicole Killian says.
The head of the House Freedom Caucus, more conservative member, said that the president didn't do enough to convince skeptical Republicans that this bill is adequate enough.
The bill includes funding for a new missile defense program.
The Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space.
He expects it will be fully operational before the end of his term. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Home runs for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night, 5-2. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Terang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Rhys busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets to second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball or other at-bats. You know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won 3 in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost 8 in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin, waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he see so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right, the former late night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have more rain on the way today. In fact, we could end up with another quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down this evening. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to an author who had her book removed from the high school where she graduated. All the details on the way. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. We are barreling through hour number two here on Nightlight with Peach Wamba. I am Peach Wamba. Rachel from the 608 says, she says, best sequel is Shrek 2. I won't hear any arguments. Seriously, I will shut this app down right now. Please don't do that, Rachel. We need the app and we like the app. All right. I'm very excited to have this next guest on the show. He was here a few months ago and we ended up kind of tying the knot, so to speak, Norm. Norm became a sponsor of the show and his company, Appleton Cigar. It is my pleasure to welcome the very talented, very knowledgeable Mr. Norm Kopeski. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, T.
Thanks for coming back. So I didn't scare you away last time.
Oh, not at all.
Do you like the commercials?
I have.
Okay.
They've been great. They've been great. We get some customers talking about it, so we know we're getting some impact.
All right, fantastic. I would love nothing more than to, I would assume you own a cigar shop. The range of, and I know you said last time you were here, you guys pretty much leave politics at the door.
Yep.
So what do people talk about mostly? Sports, movies?
It's a fair bit of sports, movies, kind of their life experience, whether it was career-oriented or military, law enforcement. Just kind of pop culture, whatever's going on in the world today. But we check politics and religion at the door.
All right. So well done. That probably keeps people coming back, I would assume. It's good to see you. So tell us, you got this great event.
Yeah.
It's the second one ever. You can still get in on the ground floor, folks. If you love cigars or just community, check out Smoke on the Fox. Norm, tell us all about this amazing event.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, my partner Wes and I, we had this idea that we wanted to do, instead of kind of one cigar vendor at a time, like just having Ashton come in or just having Perdomo come in, we wanted to get all of our reps in one location all at the same time.
Oh, wow.
These guys they're great salespeople. They're great human beings to begin with. But they just love telling stories and entertaining folks and kind of doing it over the common bond of a cigar. And what's the differences of these cigars that you like versus what I like. And so we came up with this idea, Smoke on the Fox, and we got all of our vendors, got them to start signing up and putting the date on the calendar about 6 months in advance. We coordinated with Lion's Tail Brewery down in Neenah, Wisconsin. And they were gracious enough to say, yeah, let's play ball. Let's see what we can do. Once we get past our costs, we send all the proceeds to Fox City's Veteran Council. They work with veterans that are at risk for homelessness or mental health disorders. And so Tim Cody is a big customer of ours. He's in all the time bringing in different sponsors and people that he's trying to help on the fundraising side for his organization. Kind of his home away from home.
Nice.
And so that's how we got tied up with Tim and, being a military family, my son's in the Marine Corps right now. We really wanted to lean into that space. Community tends to rally around our veterans pretty well.
Sure.
And so what's better? Cigars, some good camaraderie, maybe some good beer if you're into that. And,
Yeah. Tim Cody, of course, the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, right?
That's
correct. Been on the show a couple times. They had a big event recently. Were you involved in that?
I was not. Okay. I had my wife and I, we had our 25th wedding anniversary. And so we were on a trip for that.
Nice. All right. That's a good excuse, Norm.
That is.
Keep your family together.
Tim approved as well. I got to get
Tim's approval. All right. I don't make a move without Tim. Neither does Conrad. Tim Cody's our guy, right?
He is. Yeah.
I actually don't like him personally, but he does good work. All right. So I was kidding, Conrad. You know, Norm, you know him. Don't tell Tim.
I figured.
Got me in a headlock last time he was here.
Well, he said he was going to listen tonight. So it might be too late.
Tim, you know where I live, buddy. Let's do it. I'm kidding. Let's shake hands. We're friends. All right. So this is the second annual Smoke on the Fox. It's from 6 to 9 on June 2nd, right?
Yeah.
So what can people expect? Let's say, Norm, people want to go there. You mentioned veterans. They want to be supportive maybe, but they don't smoke cigars. Is there stuff for people there? It's at Lion's Tail. I'm sure they can have a drink, but what else is there for them? Are there vendors or?
So we got our different vendors that are coming in cigar related. I mean, that's what we're all about.
Right.
And so it's going to be heavily focused on cigars, but Lion's Tail is they have their brewery tour.
Okay.
Able to take that. A ticket purchase comes with either 2 or 4 drinks. I'm a fan of their root beer, to be honest.
I think it crushes. Yeah.
And so you can take that tour. We're going to have food trucks come in. Lion Steel's helping us source those. Barbecue truck and I think a taco.
Nice.
So.
So are there tickets? Like, where would people get tickets or find out more information? I notice you have different ticket packages.
Yep.
Are they expensive, or what kind of, what do you offer?
They're value-driven. So we have Toro and Toro Grande. Toro, our Toro package, that's different cigar sizes for the non-indoctrinated. Okay. the Toro package is 14 cigars and 2 drink tickets. And then the Toro Grande package is 20 cigars, 4 drink tickets, and you get to pick your table to sit with whichever vendor.
So 20 cigars, how long? I know you're a cigar smoker. Do you smoke a cigar every day?
No, not every day, but okay. If I'm smoking a cigar, it's probably 6 that day. So I might go 3-4 days without a cigar, but if I'm in the lounge, I'm lighting one up after another.
Did you say you smoke 6 in one day?
Oh, easily.
No kidding. The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So is that just because you're being social, or you just love the way different cigars have different...
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. So how long would 20 cigars be expected to last a guy like me? I smoke one when my brothers are in town or when there's a special occasion or something. Like, it could last you a year, really.
Oh, right? Easily. It could last you a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What for people who don't have... And this, you brought us cigars last time we were here, which was very nice. If you don't have a humidor at home... Like, it took me a couple weeks to get to that cigar because I saved it for when my brother visited. How do you keep it primed, I guess you'd say?
So if you don't have a humidor, probably the best thing you can do is put it in a Ziploc bag. And just set it in a, like, on your bookshelf. Something that's not going to get direct sunlight, stay fairly moderately
temperate. Okay. And when you smoke it, you take the Ziploc bag off of it, correct?
Yeah. They kind of have this acrid odor.
Okay. You even had a word for it.
That's right.
Is there anything new at Smoke on the Fox? Like, if people are listening and they went last year and had a great time, is there anything different this year? Do you have music or anything?
We do. We got a audio company. They're bringing in a sound system, and we're just going to pump in some nice background noise. And not going to really do live music because it's all about the socialization.
Yeah.
So we don't want to cover that up. We want to wipe that out just by making noise for the sake of making noise.
Makes sense. My guest is Norm Kopeski. He's one of the owners of Appleton Cigar. You have a relationship with Rose Bauman, who was on the show. And will she be there? And what part does she play in Appleton Cigar?
So Rose covers my weekday morning shifts. So she's there almost 5 days a week, 6 out of the year. Al does not like vacation. So she'll take a few days here and there, but on the whole, she's in there on the weekdays. She oversees all of our selection and beer ordering, and then helps me pick out what cigars are coming in next. It's new and exciting. She does a lot of our sampling of cigars. So when a vendor brings us new stuff, I have a palate that works for my flavor profile, so I can Nicaraguan Maduro. Mm. Rose is far more well spread out. She'll smoke a lot of different things. Huh. It's Connecticut's, Dominicans, Hondurans. She just has a far more varied palate. So it helps us to keep the humidor a bit more in its options.
She was a good, fun guest. I think JB probably introduced her to me, too. Did JB introduce us?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the guy behind the guy. I figured he did, but I didn't know if... all right, so all the proceeds, or some of the proceeds, go to help veterans, right?
Yep, once we get past our costs.
Okay. Yeah. Is it an expensive thing to put on?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but it's worth it for the cause.
Right. So. And do you anticipate more people this year than you had last year?
So far, that's the way it's looking.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about cigars. I haven't had a drink in a while, but I used to love a cigar with a glass of whiskey. Yeah. If people go to Smoke on the Fox or just want to come into your place, I know you have liquor there too. How do you like to smoke a cigar? What do you like? Do you like a beer or cocktail? You mentioned root beer. I mean, what's your drink of choice?
I actually like a cigar and black coffee. That's
really?
That's my favorite. Yep.
Like both kind of the earth type thing, that's tobacco right. and beans?
Right. I'm a farm kid at heart. Huh. So, yeah, I grew up in the dirt, and I love that.
No kidding. Black coffee and a cigar.
Yep.
And you do that in the morning?
Kind of whenever I get to that cigar. Okay. So I don't always start the day with coffee, but I have a cigar, I tend to have coffee with it.
That's fascinating. I was not expecting that. So what do people typically, like, if they have, is beer more common or whiskey?
Either an Irish whiskey or one of the bourbons. There's so many varieties. So such a hip into that space.
Right.
They're coming out with them faster than. So there's a lot of exploration that guys are doing with their cigar. They'll tend to stick with a cigar that's in their regular rotation. They're familiar with it, and then they'll play with different whiskeys or different. If they're in down home mood and it's always a Maker's Mark night, then they maybe will play with a different cigar selection.
So interesting.
That's kind of how the pairing seems.
So does the cigar dictate the booze, or vice versa, or is it a mix?
Typically, it's the cigar dictates the booze.
Interesting. So do people do beer? I can't see personally doing beer with a cigar, but I'm sure there are people that do.
There are a few, and it tends to be more on the lighter, more your lagers.
Nice. Are you aware of, I mean, you're probably more locked into the liquor world than I am. I found recently, I was never a beer drinker, but I did discover recently, I like Blue Moon non-alcoholic beer.
Okay.
I think it tastes refreshing and it's like, whatever, but I've also tried non-alcoholic whiskey. They're not there yet. Like, the beers are great. Do you know anything about that world?
They're working on it.
Okay.
The guys that I think are doing the best mocktails, is what they're called, are the ones that aren't even trying to recreate the liquor experience. They're just trying to make a great tasting drink.
So I need that burn, that whiskey burn that I don't get from the fake. And it's expensive. It's like $35 a bottle for I just want something that kind of tastes like Tullamore Dew, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty specific. Yeah. I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah, if you hear something.
We'll do.
I love a glass of whiskey and a good cigar. What is your favorite kind of cigar? You kind of mentioned it before, but if people are listening and they haven't ever really smoked or been exposed to that world and they're curious, what would you have them start with?
I would have them start with the Lovely brand Elegante. That was so Lovely as a cigar brand was founded in the early 1900s, late 1800s. And it was actually a Green Bay product when tobacco was one of the major exports from the state. And a couple of guys from the Green Bay re-energized the brand and started making it again. And so that was their original offering. And it's on the light side of medium. It's very flavorful. Not have that strong cigar punch that kind of people associate with cigar smoke. It's just very aromatic and palate.
Is that something like that when people start smoking cigars, they escalate like the strength, like coffee or booze or something, or do they tend to like kind of like what they like and that the potency doesn't matter?
They like what they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of variety in it, similar to the booze. And
yeah.
Folks like what they like, and there's definitely going to be some that progress into something dark. Wherever you find yourself, that tends to be where you stay.
Good advice. All right, so Smoke on the Fox happens June 2nd. If you haven't been to Appleton Cigar, folks, you hear me talking about it here periodically, and the commercial's running. Check it out. It's just a great atmosphere. No politics or religion, but that opens up your whole world to other things to talk about. Over a cigar, they got booze. And we'll talk more with Norm after a very short break here. Well, I'm going to ask Norm what he's watching on TV, too. Maybe see if he's going to see Mission Impossible. Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Since 2005, the state of Indiana allowed voting-eligible students to use their student IDs to vote. April 16th, Governor Mike Braun signed SB 10, which included banning the use of student photo IDs for voting without any evidence of misuse. That law is headed to court. The bill's sponsor said in a January statement, "There has been a growing concern about election security in recent years, and it is our role to ensure our voter identification process is secure and accurate." There are over 436,000 college students in Indiana and additional voting eligible high school students. In Bloomington, home to Indiana University, two-thirds of student voters use their student ID to vote. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's own voter fraud website shows only 59 voter fraud convictions of any kind since 2003, none of which appear to be student voters, though ironically, one conviction was a former Indiana Secretary of State. The Indianapolis Capital Chronicle reports that Count Us In and Women for Change Indiana brought suit in U.S. District Court, calling the law a, quote, surgical attack on young voters and charging the law violates both First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights by creating a burden without justification. We have links to the suit and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me here. We've got a few more minutes left here with our pal, Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar. Check out Smoke on the Fox, folks, June 2nd at Lion's Tail Brewing Company in Neenah from 6 to 9 p.m. It just sounds like such a great event, Norm. And you got different ticket packages. Is there an actual website where people can go?
Yeah, appletoncigar.com. Okay. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, et cetera.
Excellent. You have another thing you wanted to talk about coming up called Life Fest. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Life Fest is a nonprofit organization, and we put on a big family-friendly festival down in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, in early June. I'm been a part of the organization 23 years now.
Oh wow!
And so I'm part of the team that we bring in about 30,000 people. Is about what we attract for attendees. And so that's a good sized town for our area. And so we talk that we build the city, we run the city, and then we pack. That's kind of what I'm about.
And how long does that last?
That's a 3-day music festival. Yeah.
Okay. And Life Fest, is it, you said it's non-denominational.
Yep.
Is it like Christian music or Christian rock, that kind of stuff?
Christian music and Christian rock.
Okay.
So we'll have bands like Skillet or Third Day from some of the old classics, Newsboys. POD, Super Chicks. I mean, I'm showing my age right now when I'm talking about some of these bands, but.
But that's become like a booming market, Christian rock. I mean, back when I was growing up, you kind of like were like, you barely ever heard of it.
Yeah.
But you're talking about these bands that have already, not come and gone, but are still around maybe, but have been around for a long time.
Yeah, they figured out how to cross over and over into the secular world.
Yeah.
Speak to that world and talk about things that are relevant to everybody, whether you have some kind of faith or not.
Okay, and when is that?
That's early July, I think July 9th.
Okay. Will there be cigars there?
You and where to look.
You got a guy?
You got a guy.
All right, very cool. Well, check out Smoke on the Fox, folks. It's going to be a fun event, Life Fest. Where can people find out information on Life Fest if they want?
Lifefest.com.
Lifefest.com. All right. And food?
Oh, yeah. We got tons of food. We got a whole downtown, I think, with 30 different vendors. Everything from the fried Oreos to Dippin' Dots on down the line.
So this is like a town that springs up just for the event, and then you close it down.
That's right. That's right. It's that sounds like Sunnyview Expo Center.
Really? Okay. Wow. No kidding. All right. Very cool, Norm. So you got a lot going on. Check out Appleton Cigar, folks, though, if you haven't been in there. Norm brought Conrad and I a cigar last time, and it was, I mean, and I probably smoked it, Norm, after your kind of tutorial you gave, but I was really paying attention to the flavors in that, and I enjoyed the experience so much more than a buddy just going, here, and you light it, and you don't know what you're doing. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's great, and it's like probably... Like if you go to a winery, kind of a similar thing to look for nuance and that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. You kind of need someone to coach you through it.
Yeah.
The different cigars bring up different flavors and different profiles as you're burning your way through them, and the experience changes.
Yeah. No, it was really cool. So are you going to see Mission Impossible this weekend?
Probably
are you
not
a fan of the fans of the franchise?
I am a fan of the franchise. His stunt work is incredible.
Tom Cruise is amazing.
So, like him or lump him, the guy knows how to act. So
I've gone from I liked him, Risky Business, All the Right Moves, those taps, you know, all those.
Yep.
And then I felt like he got like the Scientology stuff and dancing on Oprah's couch, and I was like, whoa, my man is not right, you know. But then now he's brought me. I absolutely love the guy now. He does not make a bad movie.
I don't think so either.
They're not clunker. You might not love it, but these Mission Impossible movies, like you said, are the stunts. And I'm part of it. I'm saying this because we're going to shoot a quick video after this, and I think people really enjoy it. So what else are you watching? Anything else you can recommend?
Just started crushing Boardwalk Empire.
I've never seen that. How is that?
I'm liking it. So,
okay.
1920s Prohibition era.
Yeah.
Atlantic City over in Jersey. It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of undertone with the storylines that are coming together. About halfway through season two.
There's like five seasons or something.
I think
like that.
So.
I always forget about that show, and I love finding a show that has like multiple seasons, because if you like it, it's like, oh my God, I got my dance card is full. But it's Steve Buscemi and Christopher Walken. Is he in that? No, that's
I haven't seen him yet.
Okay.
I don't know a single other actor from that. I've seen some folks, but it's kind of that DC role.
Yeah.
He's the only one of the names that are.
I got to check that out. And you were nice enough to share with me a video you did years ago. Any more acting in your future, Norm?
Not at the moment. not at the moment. They were teasing me about it at the last concert we went to. We ran into the movie producer and
nice.
Just chatting it up with them. Had a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. JB Thompson on the stream. Norm's got fans, people. He says Norm rocks. And then he says, AppletonCigar.com, Smoke on the Fox 2025. What will JB do in there? Will he be just kind of mingling, meeting other people that he can refer to everybody? He's a player, man.
Yeah, JB, man, he's a man of the people.
Yeah, he is.
Well, for one thing, he's going to make sure you got a cigar in your hand. And then he's going to make sure it's lit. And then he's probably going to try to take your photo so that we got some marketing material for next year.
I love it. Best of luck. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And I wish you guys luck. I think it's going to be a blast. And JB too. JB is listening. JB, it's been a while since you referred someone to. I'm just saying, like, he's introduced me to like probably 10 or 20 guests since we've been on the air. So, tip of my hat to JB, and thank you, buddy, for coming in.
Glad to. All right.
Norm Kopeski, check out Appleton Cigar, check out Smoke on the Fox, check out Life Fest in July. Lots of fun stuff going on here in Northeast Wisconsin by way of the, cigar tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. What do we have, Con? We've got, where's my list?
We got Logan Rogge.
Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin is going to tell you what's going on all around the state. And then Shane McAdams from Door County Art Fair. That's coming up tomorrow. My thanks to Norm Kopeski and Rob Breckenridge.
Ernol?
Do you like Rob Breckenridge?
I hadn't heard of him.
Oh, you guys are homies, man. He's from Appleton. We'll have to connect you guys.
All right.
Thank you for all your texts and calls, too, folks. Always fun when you guys participate. We're coming back again tomorrow to do everything all over again and see if we can raise the roof even higher. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, take me to your best friend's house. I love you then, and I love you now.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Five of the 10 inmates who escaped a New Orleans jail Friday still have not been found. And authorities have now charged a maintenance worker who confessed to helping them break out. Sheriff Susan Hudson.
It is deeply troubling to me as your sheriff, and I know it is equally troubling to you and the public that we are sworn to protect.
House lawmakers have been debating the president's budget bill all night long. GOP Representative Jim Jordan.
The resources we have in this bill, in short, will allow for 10,000 new ICE agents, 100,000 new detention beds, and the resources for the repatriation of 1 million migrants.
The DOJ is investigating former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He recently dropped charges against current Mayor Eric Adams. Justice Department reporter Jacob Rosen.
Obviously, Cuomo has not been an outspoken fan of President Trump and has not kind of coalesced around him and his brand like Mayor Adams has.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here.